Good afternoon. I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina. Well, it's been another sweltering day around the region with temperatures continuing to push into the 80s and low 90s for afternoon highs. Dew points have been in the mid 60s, and that certainly doesn't help as it makes it extremely hard for your body to regulate its temperature. So use caution if you're doing anything strenuous outside the next couple of days. Make sure you stay well hydrated. Loose fitting, light colored, lightweight fabrics will help keep you cool, and make sure you wear a hat too. Well, there is some relief in sight as a cold front will move into the region Wednesday, and that'll offer at least a break from the humidity and a slight cool down in the following days. Now, any showers or storms this afternoon will die down as the sun goes down. Temperatures will be slow to fall this evening and likely only fall into the low 70s in some of the urban areas and the 60s elsewhere. Showers and storms will be more numerous tomorrow as an upper-level trough approaches the region. Heavy rain will certainly be possible with any of those storms that do pop up, and it'll be another hot and increasingly humid day as southerly flow develops ahead of that trough coming. For those traveling across the Northeast tomorrow in New York City, isolated showers and thunderstorms possible in the afternoon, mostly sunny, hot and humid with a high in the upper 80s. In Boston, patchy fog in the morning, otherwise mostly sunny, hot and humid, highs up near 89. And in Buffalo, we'll have some showers and thunderstorms during the afternoon hours. Some of those storms could produce small hail, gusty winds and heavy rain. Highs will be in the mid 80s. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 80 degrees with a record of 95 set in 1954. Normal minimum temperature is 59 degrees with a record of 37 set in 1940. Sunrise and sunset data for today. 5:17 was sunrise this morning. Sunset will come at 8:37 p.m. For tomorrow, June the 23rd, sunrise at 5:18, sunset at 8:37 p.m. Here's my latest regional forecast for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Partly cloudy, humid tonight with lows in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a chance of showers and storms in the afternoon, highs in the upper 80s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, partly cloudy tonight, humid with lows in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a chance of showers and storms in the afternoon, highs in the upper 80s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, partly cloudy, humid tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, humid with highs in the lower 80s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, partly cloudy tonight, humid with lows in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, hot and humid with highs in the mid-80s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, partly cloudy tonight, humid with lows in the lower 70s. And tomorrow, mostly sunny, a chance of showers and storms in the afternoon, hot with highs in the upper 80s again. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.